Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy DePlantis here in Studio C with Chrissy and my daughter Jody once again.
This is good stuff,
yes,
guys.
We're so glad that y'all are joining us today. We're going to have a fun time chatting about the Word of God, talking about different things, about what prosperity really means to us. You know, we really believe that God wants us to be blessed, and we've seen it in our own lives. We've seen it in the lives of so many other people. And really, it's based on this verse of scripture I wanted to start with today.
Yes.
We don't always go to the Bible, but it's in us, and we talk about it. But I want to read this in 3 John. It's verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." This is a prayer that John, the beloved apostle, was writing to this church. So this is basically the will of God. He wants us to be blessed in our body as well as in our finances and in every way. And it's as our soul prospers. That means our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So when we understand what God teaches us about prosperity, and when we put it into practice, we're going to get the results.
Isn't
that exciting?
That's great. And he says, "I wish it above all else." Like, this is one. This is the most important
more
thing
than
he
anything
wants.
Else. It's God. Jesse preached a message years ago on this called "God's Favorite Wish for the Church." Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Right? And it was so powerful. And it was a prayer, but he says, "I wish above all things." That's the King James Version of it. But in one translation says, I pray in every respect. So it's a prayer. You can pray for this for yourself as well as for someone else.
I'm going to start. I do that. But I mean, we need to start doing that every day and reminding ourselves, God has all of this available to us, and it's up to us to step into it. It really is.
Yeah. I love that.
You know, cultivate your soul.
Yeah.
To realize your soul is hinged on everything. You know, you can't prosper unless your soul is prospering. Can't be healed unless it's prospering.
That's the key.
It starts in your heart. You know, it says,
as
a man believes in his heart, so is he, right? As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we got to start thinking like God wants us to think. And
I like how it says mind, will, and emotions when they'll say the soul.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me, I have to renew my mind first. That's the only way I can do any of the will.
Right.
The willing of doing something, and my emotions get in line with whatever I think.
Yeah.
So whatever I think about all the time is how my emotions are going to react. They just follow what I'm thinking about at any given moment. They can't really be relied upon. But if I want to prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers, I got to start with that brain first.
That's great that we're
talking
about
mind,
that, because people don't know the difference. They don't. They're like, "Oh, I thought it was all the same thing," but it's not. So,
your soul?
Yes, they think the mind is
different
than
your
spirit. People think it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Your soul connects through the spirit to God, but it's different. It's your who you are.
There's only one thing that separates the soul and the spirit, right? It says only the double-edged, two-edged sword of the word can separate the spirit and the soul of man.
Come on.
And I believe this sort of happens at the end of the end. Because I do. That's my personal belief.
Nobody can do
it. Me too.
I just believe that's how you get into hell. How can I be my soul? I'm
get into
you're with
where?
Me in hell.
Did you say hell?
In hell or in heaven. If you're going to split off, I think my breath is on loan from the Lord. The breath of lives that is in
it.
There, that's that spirit. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I think about it. But the point being, it is something different. It is something. We come to God like to saving of my soul, you know, connected back to one thing.
Yeah, and you know,
before God, you know?
We connect to God, and then we expect to do life on our own. Like, we got to provide
for
our own.
Why do we do that?
I don't know, but we get into that trap,
we
and
do.
You get into that self-righteousness. I'm righteous. I'm meeting my own needs. No, God is the one who meets every need that we have in life, spiritually, physically,
true.
And financially.
He wants the glory.
Oh, I know.
He
deserves
the glory, all
the glory.
That. Yeah.
He deserves it. And when we recognize that, it's life-changing.
Yeah, like that your very life brings glory to God. Do you know what I mean? Your blessings bring glory to the Lord.
And a lot of people don't believe that they have anything to give. Or they feel
we only think about money. But like even in the Bible, they were given all sorts of things. Do you know what I mean? Remember they were bringing part of their crops.
They didn't have the coins like we have, maybe the dollar bill or the checkbook or a credit card. They were an agricultural society, so they would bring, when they'd bring their offering to church, they'd bring Fluffy.
Yeah.
The little lamb, like, pushed, I mean, they cared
Fluffy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad
They gave their best.
No more sacrifice.
They'd been nurturing this little lamb, making sure it was without spot and blemish. All of it was to represent the spotless lamb of God, Jesus Christ.
I love that.
But they would bring their offering to the temple. and
fluffy.
Because we had to name it, Miss Kathy. We had to name it.
It's because, you know, I think it's hard today sometimes because there's kind of a pervasive feeling in the world that you're not that bad. Everything you do is fine. You're enough. I hate that whole
Everybody
deal.
Everybody gets it's a
like
trophy.
Such, well, it's not just that, too. It's this thing that you're fine. Like, you don't realize how holy God is.
And how...
That something precious had the blood sacrifice was, you know, we think, oh, why? You know, I'm not that bad. Or... That's always a fearful thing to say, I'm not that bad. Because all you're doing is, you know, looking at your sin according to somebody else's worst sin. So you're judging
yourself
by that,
with
but
someone
not God.
Else. But
holiness.
Really, we're judged next to God.
Yes, and he is a just.
Sin is sin.
He is a pure and just God. Something had to go to the cross for you. That was Jesus. That's the only reason you can be free. Mm-hmm. And even in the prosperity message and all of that, it's coming from that perspective.
Yeah.
I didn't earn it. You know, he's going to give me wells I didn't dig. You know, remember that?
Houses I didn't build.
Like, the idea of that is against the world's mentality. I got to scrape for everything I get, which is a self-righteous, prideful.
It's prideful, really.
It's prideful.
I did it. I don't need anybody. I can get it myself. Mm-hmm. We all need God.
No, I is
yeah,
so
you
not
need him
me.
For your salvation.
I need him
for everything.
I
the
need
regeneration
him walking in Walmart. I need him in the lines. I need him all that. I don't know how people... don't do life without
God.
Well,
we mess up sometimes. We got to go back. Please, God, I need you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Get mad at Walmart. I can't even go in Walmart. Every time I go,
I don't remember last time I went to Walmart.
Oh, every time I go to Walmart, this is not
the way you need Jesus.
That's where
you need Jesus.
It's like whoever, whenever I'm parking, somebody's got to be parking this.
Right there.
I have literally had to crawl through or wait for them to come, and I'm like, they don't even care. Like,
taking the good
like,
old
good
time.
Lord,
you
help
pray,
me.
Bless them, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
You love us. Bless them, Lord. Bless them with the wisdom to never park like this again.
Use you. Yeah.
And you know, it's all about keeping the golden rule. What you're talking about is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's
which is not
Jesus
always
taught.
Easy, but it is.
But if you
worth
do that,
effort.
If everybody does that, what a much more wonder. That's how it's going to be in heaven. It would be such a much nicer heaven. Place if everybody did that. Don't put yourself first. Put God first. And others, you know. And that,
giving
that
is a selfless act in a lot of ways. You know, when you're giving to somebody else, it says more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah, I remember.
It's exciting to give, but it's better for you in the end.
Oh,
yeah, it's
going to
come back.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I didn't really have any money to give. And Dad wasn't born again yet.
Right.
And I would remember go to the church. I remember I had $5 on me, and I really had a heart, like we were talking in the last program. My heart was to give. And I remember consciously thinking, I'm going to give this $5, and not even thinking about whether I'd get $5 back. We weren't in a financial issue then. We had money. We didn't have any lack for anything. I didn't come to God because we were dirt poor and ready, giving
great.
Up. We were good and good, but my heart was empty. But anyway, when I came to God and I went to church, visit a church from time to time. I remember I remember consciously putting $5 in the offering and thinking, I'm going to give this $5 to help this evangelist do what they're called to do, or this pastor do what they're called to do, because I believe that, and I'll help someone else get saved, and I believe that'll help my husband also get saved. I don't know how I connected the two, but spiritually I understood that I was into a kingdom principle.
It was in you. Yeah.
A kingdom principle that if you give, it'll be given back unto you. Jesus said that in Luke chapter 6.
What you sow is what you reap.
Give and it'll be given back unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Mm-hmm. You know, that giving scripture was right there. He really wasn't talking so much about just finances. It's giving everything. But he was, you know, when we give to God, when we give in mercy, we give love, we give grace, but when we give finances, that's the kingdom principle of giving and receiving.
Giving.
You know, it works.
Always a cycle. As long as
then,
the earth remains, seed time and harvest.
The time came.
You know, sun's coming up, sun's going down. Mm-hmm. It's always going to have to be in the flowing motion. Mm-hmm. Do you realize that you want to be on the side of generosity because you want others to give into your bosom as well?
Right.
And to realize that it's all just flowing through my hands.
Yeah.
You know, it's not have to be locked up. You know, no, God's going to give me more. He's going to provide seed for the sower.
Flow.
You know what I mean? It's going to be in a cycle of giving. And as I let go, he brings more in. Mm-hmm. And it's the concept of that soul being renewed, so to speak. You know, the mind, will, and the emotions, you know, so that you can prosper.
Right.
And be in health as your soul prospers.
And really, it's building up your faith.
Yes.
Faith has to grow. And the way it grows is by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Mm-hmm. And the more you hear about giving and prosperity, the more you'll be able to understand that this really is God's plan. Yes, he does want you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So as your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions begin to understand what God's plan is, it helps you to to step into that flow. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's a faith concept. You know, you when you give and expect to receive, you're believing by faith that God is going to bring it back to you.
Mm-hmm. So there's so many people who they study it, they embrace it, they start giving, and they say, well, it's not working. I'm not seeing the return. But what do you say to those people who want to give up? They say, well, I'm following this principle and I don't see it yet, or they're getting impatient. What do you say to those types of people?
Take it away from this kid. You keep it up because that's your faith at work.
Yes.
Right? And
it
you
takes
can't
time.
Say, oh, I have to do this principle just this exact kind of a way. Where's your heart? Where's your motive? Why do you want anything that you want at all? Why are you wanting the end result? You know what I mean? Where are you going to put that? You should start thinking about I do that kind of mm-hmm. thing. Like I ask myself those kinds of questions mm-hmm. and say, you know, where's my motive? What's in my heart? Why do I want what I want? Can God trust me with that?
Ooh, that's good.
Can he trust me? He's going to trust me with what, little, are you faithful with little? Then I make you ruler over much.
Right.
Where am I going like that? Do I have the bag with the holes in it? And he's blessing me and everything's just filtering out because I'm not a good steward. Do you know,
there's
like
the
concept
things.
Of the tithe being just a concept of discipline?
Mm-hmm.
You know, God saying, ah, can you even manage money at all?
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll give you this. So you're constantly
he
broke.
He has to be able to trust you.
You need some trust in there. The principle's still at work, but also the minute you start saying it's not working, I bet you were saying that in your head from the minute. So all of that's got to be lined up. Like faith isn't just saying. Faith is I believe and say, right?
That's
even
great.
Your salvation is with your mouth. Confess with your mouth. Mm-hmm. Believe in your heart, and this is it, right?
Mm-hmm. Change
our minds.
It's a sad way to walk in and start questioning God when his word has promised that he would give. When you stop
it's
and say
prideful.
It's not working, you're working against yourself. You're basically sabotaging your own harvest.
Yeah.
And it's a temptation to say that when you're in the middle of what you're believing God for. You've sown the seed, you're expecting. But that's why it's so important at that point to stay on the Word of God and find scriptures in the Word that God promises.
Yes.
He says the Word in the book of Galatians, he says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he therefore reap. You're going to reap it.
God is not
I've
mocked.
Sown. And you start writing down what your confession is, what you're believing for. Find it in the Word of God. God has promised that if I give, it's going to be given back unto me. Jesus said it's going to be given back, pressed down, shaken together, and run over. And you're just in a waiting time. But don't sabotage your waiting time with your own mouth
Amen.
By saying things like, it's not working. You know, Bible talks about in Isaiah that says that if you're willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. So a lot of people are willing, but they're not really obedient. They don't follow through. Some people are obedient, but they're resentful and saying, oh, it's not going to work. I don't know why I'm doing this. It's not. Those are all things we need to, really, you need to renew your mind of what the Word says
mm-hmm.
and just begin to find it in the Word and believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. And say that instead of the other thing. You correct your own self. And if you're around people that you know well enough, that you know have your best interests at heart, correct each other in love, of
I
course.
I love it.
And you'll help each other to get to a place where you really need to go so that you can have the success God really wants for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, boss always says, he's like, somebody's lying and it's not God. God doesn't lie. I
he
choose
does
you.
Not lie.
You know,
so,
with mine, like when I'm believing for something and I feel like, oh, it's not coming. You know, like your mind's going to do that to you. Just realize, get prepared for it. Say, like, when you're actually sowing, prepare yourself and say, my mind will tell me X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
Not every thought that comes into my mind is my own. You know what
that
I mean?
Is
and
a great
who
thing
am I to
know.
Question God?
There you
if
go.
God said something, who am I? Even I don't care if I see anything here,
you
there,
trust.
Whatever. That's faith. Mm-hmm. Who am I to keep questioning God? Well, like you're just putting yourself above God in a way.
And
do you know what I'm saying? But for me, I literally will hear myself sometimes. I'm like, I'll laugh because I think I know better.
Yeah.
But I still get into the mully grubs when I want what I want, right? It's like a selfish kind of a
human
mentality.
Nature, yeah.
You know, and it's not always about like financial things, but like somebody I'm believing God will be closer to you because they'll make my life easier, whatever it is, you know. I think, listen to you. Listen to your mouth.
You
listen
know
to
the
your
truth.
Mind.
Yeah.
This right here is a lie from the devil.
Yeah.
You are perpetuating it. You want?
Yeah.
Do you want what you're saying? Remember, there's somebody I can't remember who said, you know, whenever you're talking about something that you want, that you're complaining that you don't like or whatever, say end it up with, and I want it to stay just like that. Like, gosh, I'm so sad and I feel so bad and I want it to stay just like that.
And it'll train
because
you.
Train you to say, no, of course I don't. So why am I saying this? Why am I continuing to put this out? No, I want to speak what I want. Like Dad says, say what you want, don't say what you have. Right. You already know what you have. It's right here, right? Well, so I want to be blessed. God, I thank you that I sowed and I am going
him.
To reap.
Yes. Right.
I thank you, Lord God. And you're starting to say it. I remember writing down, like you said.
Right.
Writing down the vision, making it plain, whatever, but writing down your things so that you have something that you're going towards and you see it with your eyes and you're hearing yourself.
And then you can go back and read what he did. Like I have journals where I'm speaking it out and I'm thanking him.
Yeah, when the miracle comes, it's like,
yes. And then you go back and read it and you're like, you did, you can just check it off.
Yeah.
And it's his perfect timing. And when it comes to pass, you just trust it.
And it's a principle they're sharing in the world, really. I mean, it's biblical and all of that stuff. They're just doing it without the Lord. You know, they're just clinging to the form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Same thing at the end times that God said that they would do. They are doing it, and they're some really wonderful people. And you can follow that and see a lot of success. But what success without God is no success at all.
That's so true.
Who cares? It's worthless. I don't care if you make a ton of money with your manifestation techniques. Well, who are you doing it for? You? Yeah. Just you. I promise you, it's almost always just me.
Yeah, they follow the kingdom principles, but they're not following God.
And it's absolutely
worthless. A lot of them are accumulating wealth, but what are you going to do with it?
Nothing. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?
Ooh,
so what are you going to do? You never know tomorrow if you're going to be passed away, whatever. You don't know any of that stuff. So the things you build, that's why I think Jesus is that way. You know, you're building for the kingdom because you know that has
eternity.
Long, eternal.
It's forever.
Yeah. You know, I always think of it with giving even. Sometimes me and Meredith, because we live near New Orleans, I used to live in the city limits and I live out here now. I lived in Ponchatoula for a while. But sometimes we see people panhandling on the side of the road and I'm always, you know, giving. And sometimes there's this thought process that she's like, I wonder if they're really going to use that for whatever. And I think, does it matter? No. If my heart says to do, then that's on me to do.
To follow through.
They are responsible for their life. I am responsible for what I do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you give a cup of cold water to somebody in need, Jesus says, I noticed it. You will by no means lose your reward.
Ooh.
So the things that we give, we think in terms of just one way of giving. There are a lot of ways to give. And God is looking at them all in the little. You know, the first should be last and the last should be first. It's all about the heart. The widow's mite is about the heart and how much in the, because he was like, Abraham, I'm just going to do. I want to give. Mm-hmm. You know, the heart of God is giving. So when we have him in there, we should be doing it too. And if we're stingy about it, we got to ask ourselves why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
that's
when we're, you know, complaining to God about him not coming through on it, you got to ask yourself why. And what kind of prideful spirit is that talking to God? Like
he's not God. Yeah, it should be a wake-up call, a little alarm.
A wake-up call.
Say,
no.
No, Jesus said, take no thought saying, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? You know, all these kind of things. That's the things he says the Gentiles, the world seeks after. But he tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
It's God first. It's God
first. That's right. And all these other things that you need in life are going to be added to you.
Right.
But you don't seek the things, you seek God.
Ooh, it's
and
good stuff.
That's why it's so important that we want people, their eyes to be open to success, to be open to prosperity, because it is really God's plan. It's the plan of the enemy to keep you down and suffering and hand to mouth, you know, week to week. God wants to bring in a level of blessing when we obey him that's going to astound you, really.
And also, Chilena, watch the people who never really want for your success. Or if you're following ministries or people who are constantly complaining about success, godly, these things are in the Bible. They're true. So why don't they want you to succeed? What are they afraid of that you happen to succeed? That you're guilty of some kind of great greed? Well, I mean, you have to trust yourself that, no, I'm going to keep my heart right. And it's going to come to me and through me.
Mm-hmm.
And as I give, it's given back to me.
Yeah.
And if you're following somebody who all they want to do is pick and about this isn't that, and everything's about not giving, everything's about cutting down someone else, are you kidding me? There's enough sin in the world. You know, you can put your podcast towards that. You can put your podcast towards, do you know what I mean? Things that actually matter instead of picking apart people in the church.
All the time.
Like, you know, you got the prophets who just want to always call down. Like, who are you? What are you really doing for the kingdom? You're just separating a body.
Come on,
you may be taking somebody's blessing in the future.
You know, I think a lot of times, many times, when people are critical, it's because they're really jealous of the attention or the crowds or the success of that other ministry, the same way they did for Jesus. The Bible says they killed him because they were envious. They were envious because of the crowds of people that were following him and listening to him. So that you have to just examine yourself if you're being critical. What's really what's going on in you?
It all comes up in us sometimes. Like sometimes I'll see somebody and it's just like the critical spirit wants to come. I'm like, oh, listen to that. You know, like, what? No. They may not be for me. Not everybody's for everybody. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like God sends a lot of different personalities on a scene
with different gifts, and you connect to one.
They're growing on a different level. I mean, they haven't discovered that yet. I remember Brother Hagin used to say, "Bless their darling little empty heads." He'd pray over them,
but they're growing.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't get. You still have to walk in love. You have to be.
Yeah, I don't
want to
be cutting them anymore just because they're cutting somebody else.
Jesus says, "Get it out of your own eye. Stop complaining.
Get the plank out your own eye." Yeah. You got the little speck in someone else's, but you got a big old plank.
So he comes from him. It's just
they
we
say
have
that
to
when you're pointing
it.
Your finger, you got four more coming back or three more coming
back.
We
just got to trust that God's because I can handle his kids. Yeah. God can handle his kids. The concept of sowing and reaping also goes with the bad stuff. Yeah. So if you see someone, I don't like what they're doing, don't worry about it. They'll get theirs. Unless they fall in the
vengeance
emergency.
Vengeance is his.
And guess what? It's not your business anyway.
You can't be the Holy Ghost.
I know.
It's not your business. You know, you can't be the Holy Ghost for somebody else.
That's a good one.
Hey, Chrissy, you got a testimony?
Oh, I do. This was great. And this has to do about the tithe. And I know we talk about a lot about people saying, oh, tithe is not for today. And so I just thought that this would be a really great topic of conversation. This is from Facebook. It says, we never believed that we could tithe and plant a seed. After listening to you and Sister Kathy, we sowed a seed and asked God for the money to be able to tithe. Guess what? The money appeared like the loaves and fishes. We couldn't see where it came from, but somehow we were able to tithe and we haven't stopped tithing and giving
praise
to your ministry.
God.
You have blessed us more than you will know. The JDM app, I love that app, is
that
wonderful
is
and it makes it so easy to give.
That's
we
right.
often send prayer requests and you so faithfully answer every one of them. You see, it works
all the time.
You
know, our partners help us put this program on, so thank you, partners that are watching with us today, so much for doing that. If you're not a partner, you can become one by using the information that's on the screen. Chrissy talked about the app, but you can also go to jdm.org, use PayPal or text to give, and select giving on that app if that's where you're at. Or you can mail in a donation. And we always appreciate all the donations that come to the ministry because they help us to do all that we're called to do, which is our theme, really. Our vision for our ministry is to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And that testimony you read was a soul that believed the word of God about that, about the tithe, and put it into practice, trusted God. And that's what Malachi says, prove me here, he says, with the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open up the windows. He says, first he starts it with, bring all the tithe into the storehouse and prove me. He says, and I'll open up the windows of heaven and I'll pour out a blessing. I'll open up the windows. I'll pour out a blessing. It'll be so much, won't be room enough to contain it all. That's God's ultimate plan for us.
And
to
I'll
be
rebuke,
so
rebuke
blessed.
The devourer for your sake.
That's the next verse. He says, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. So we need the blessing of God in our lives.
Absolutely.
And we need to be a demonstration of our good God in the world today. You
right.
know, it takes guts and boldness to step out and believe in a message which is in the Word of God, that even though it's in the Word of God, people haven't received the revelation of it and they're critical of it. But it takes guts to get out there and say what God said, no matter where the chips fall.
Yeah, you just have to decide what you want in life.
Yeah.
You decide what you want from the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Like, how much do you want?
There's no limit.
Do you know what I mean?
There's
like,
no
if you
limit.
Don't, then you maybe you go in somewhere else. But maybe this is for you, too. Imagine how much you could be a blessing. There's always somebody to say, well, I don't need this. Like, they almost throw roses on their back with, well, I don't really need this, and I don't do that. It's always that. It's a poverty mentality as a form of, like, holiness.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like,
that's what it is.
It's
a vow. They take the vow.
Self-righteous kind of a thing. Well, who could you bless with that? If you just believed God for the extra and just gave it all away. What if you turned it around and you don't believe in the tithe? How about you give the 90? Make enough where, you know, God blesses you enough where you live on the 10.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? It's all faith anyway, like Dad says. I love that idea that it's all faith anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Or I hate that
you can't even
say,
do that
tithe.
In the flesh, though. I'm you like, have to be led by the Spirit in everything that you do in your giving.
Right.
It's not like a gambling, like at a casino.
No.
I'm just going to throw it all on the table.
The gospel
no, you
casino.
Have to be led by the Spirit of God. and follow the word of God and trust him to bring it to pass.
Right.
And I think it's a beautiful example of what, when we talked in our last program when we were together, we had a fun time chatting about the word of God. These programs could probably go on for like 3 hours because we have so much in us that we want to talk about these subjects.
It's fun. It's but exciting.
We hope we're not talking too fast for you, but then y'all are able to keep up.
We Cajuns. That's how we do it.
I know. Just come sorry, on. I yeah, talk sorry. Over. But such the Cajun way. It's like the Italians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Cajuns. Let me tell you about the time.
But it was reminding him about how Abraham, he left everything behind and he put God first. And God gave him an assignment. He says, through you, I'm going to bless all the nations and the families of the earth.
He tithed before the law was even on the tablets.
Yeah.
Before anything was added to it, he gave a tenth of his to Melchizedek. So that was established. I mean, he was the father of our faith. I'm not adopted into the family of Moses, I always say. I've been adopted into I'm a seed of Abraham. I'm not the seed of Moses. Yeah. So what am I? I'm the seed of the blessing.
Right.
The blessing that was on him. Why was the blessing on him? Because he put God first. That tithe was there early. Right?
He was
doing it before anybody told him to.
Right.
He was doing it before anybody told him to. Just like he was bringing up Isaac, in obedience, just believing God. Mm-hmm. Just going, going to a place where I don't even know where I'm going, but God told me to go, so I am. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's a great example of the father of faith, and we follow him and we are heir to the blessings when we follow his example.
Isn't that thing, I can't remember which scripture it is now, but it's Jesus, and people sometimes use it as an anti-tithe kind of thing, but he's talking about the Pharisees and he's saying, you give your tithes, but you have no love. And you know what I mean? And so people say, oh, well, he means, you have to do is love. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't say that. He says you should have done both, basically.
Yeah,
you should have done this and
Matthew
that.
Matthew 23:23, where he says, yes, you should have done all these other things. You should have tithed, but don't neglect the justice, the weightier things of the law, like justice and mercy and love. So all these things are important.
They're all together.
So he says, this you should have done. So he didn't push it aside.
No, he said, no, you should. What you did was that, but you didn't have the right heart.
But they were doing it in a self-righteous way.
In a legalistic kind of way.
Legalistic,
yeah.
You're right. And it didn't help them. And he was trying to open their eyes.
He was rough on the Pharisees. He was rough on those religious people.
He was doing
people.
Them a favor.
You're a bunch of whitewashed tombs, vipers. You look good on the outside, Jen. Nothing but a bunch of bones. I was like,
That's what Boss says. Jesus had a little gangster in him.
When people say, judge not, lest ye be judged. That really, I'm like, Jesus judged all the time because he knew he could.
Well, he loved.
You could judge him because he was doing perfect.
He loved them enough to tell them the truth. People don't want to tell people the truth because they always want to be accepted and loved and received. They don't
want
to be critical, but Jesus loved them enough to tell them the truth and go to the cross. And I'm glad it was all written down so we can see where mistakes they made, because we make mistakes.
Of course, we make the same mistakes.
We're thinking wrong. God wants to help us correct our thinking the way he wants us to, so that he can bring the blessing into our lives.
Course and correct.
Not just work into our lives, but work, like you were saying, work through you.
It's always through,
through you, not
it's going to flow to me, it's going to be pushing out.
And be a blessing.
That's a mentality that God can give you, that he is enough.
Yeah.
He is all sufficient.
That's
you know what I mean? He has everything.
That's
so
wonderful.
If he has everything, he can bless me. Like my dad always said, there's no shortage of money in the world. Don't lie to you. Because even sometimes when there's a recession going on, where it feels like, and people say, oh, nobody has anything. They're talking it all the time. Nobody has anything. No. Go look around. There's no shortage of money in the world, right? So for us who believe, we know that this comes from the Lord, but it's through men that he gives to our bosom, right? So we're going to just say what we want, not what we have.
It's a shift.
The principles of God don't
and you
stop
gotta
working.
Change your mentality
just
by
the end times even.
The only way you can do it is through the Word of God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we hope that you've got today, because the Word of God is so powerful.
Sorry, I talked over you some Cajun on
we
there.
Always I did the same to you.
Did you
love it?
I didn't even
We've had to learn to do that with Dad, otherwise we'd have never talked ever. Right?
Yeah, and me working on his books, I think I'm like getting it some, and I'm like, oh no.
Oh, don't apologize. You gotta be yourself. And we love your bubbly personality.
Oh,
we love it when you come on, because I want people to see what you've learned. In fact, you've grown up in this and see how it affects your generation, the next generation, younger woman. And between you and Chrissy, y'all are pulling it in, man. I'm saying y'all doing a good job.
Well, thanks.
I appreciate you guys.
I'm learning so much just sitting with both of you and now having my baby, having a daughter.
Oh, so sweet.
It's like taking all this information and downloading. I said, Lord, just download it in me.
How much further she'll be than you even.
Exactly. And I think that's the exciting part, to know that the next generation of the faith-filled women and mm-hmm. men, if mm-hmm. we can just keep instilling it in our kids at an early age, they won't grow up with that poverty mentality that they don't deserve it, mm-hmm. that they're nothing or nobody or
and
whatever
we'll
their giving's too small.
Jesus is coming.
Exactly. Oh, please, Lord, come.
Hey, look,
come,
the principles of God don't stop working just because it's the end times. Don't let anybody fool you.
That's right, for eternity. And so I love just sitting and chatting with you ladies, you beautiful yeah. Duplantis ladies.
Well, we're having
makes
a fun
happy.
Time, but you know, it's time to we've already gone over our time, which it's okay to do, but we just love it when we get to put the Word of God in our heart. We've yes. talked more about the Word on this one than we have in some, but it's mm-hmm. so powerful. And we believe that people's lives are being changed. I believe that your life is being changed because you've been tuning in and hearing about this. I just hope that you'll get in the Word yourself and see what yes. the Word of God says, and it'll help you to receive all that God has you. You know, God really loves you. If you don't know Him, you can receive Him into your heart. He's a good Jesus. God. He came to give you a life that's better than you could ever understand apart from Him. So don't give up on life. Instead, turn to Him and trust Him with your life. All you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I want to live for You. And He will come into your life and He will touch you, change you from the inside out. And then get into His Word and you'll begin to see what His Word has told you and promised you, because it's rich. He has so many wonderful promises, and your life is going up from here if you've prayed that prayer.
You That's
know,
beautiful.
It's so good.
I'm
Isn't that
so
great?
Happy you said that.
Thank you,
yeah.
Jody, for coming back. And Chrissy
for
being
here.
I'm happy to be here. We'll sign you up for the next one soon. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, it's always good. Always good being in Studio C with you girls. And
thank
good to
you.
Have you
Kathy.
here at the program. I hope to see you next week on another Glorious Living right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.